It's Thursday, October 26th, AD 2017. This is the World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. ISIS militants killed at least 116 people over several weeks in the Syrian Christian town of Al-Qaryatayn, reports the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. This came just before Syrian forces recaptured the town from ISIS on Saturday. After the recapture, residents of the town found bodies in the streets, either shot dead or executed with knives. Before civil war broke out in 2011, Al-Qaryatayn had a good Christian population of several hundred. Now, many churches lie in ruins after the Islamic occupation. Please pray for these brothers and sisters in Christ as they recover from this persecution. Christ said in Matthew 5:10, "Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Security forces in Egypt foiled an attempted terrorist attack on the St. George Church in El Arish last week. The church was previously assaulted by Islamic militants in 2013. This time, guards blew up the terrorist's car. The church was not damaged. More people are following the Church of England through social media than by attending church, reports The Telegraph. The year 2016 saw a new low for church attendance, and the number of people coming to church fell by 100,000 in the last decade, while social media followers tripled. The Church of England now reaches 1.2 million people every month through Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. The Diocese of London invested £3 million in an effort to attract young people to the church as well. Acts 2:42 reminds us what church growth looks like, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayers. For the first time, Canada has fallen from being among the top 10 countries in economic freedom based on the 2017 Economic Freedom of the World report released last month. Canada's federal debt has reached 53% of GDP, up from 39% in 2007, reports the Fraser Institute. Meanwhile, the nation murdered over 2,000 of its citizens in their first year of legal-assisted suicide. Also this year, Canada allowed an unspecified gender on identification documents, and one province outlawed all pro-life speech and expression outside abortion mills as of yesterday. President Donald Trump issued an executive order on Tuesday to resume refugee admissions. However, security measures will be imposed on 11 nations as the administration conducts, quote, an in-depth threat assessment, end quote, of the countries. The particular countries have not been disclosed, but appear to be mostly Muslim-majority nations, as well as North Korea, reports Politico. A study by Planned Parenthood shows a steep decline in the rate of the murder of the unborn in recent years. The abortion rate in the U.S. has dropped 25% between 2008 and 2014, according to a study by the federal government and Planned Parenthood-associated Guttmacher Institute. Abortion-Free New Mexico released an interview with a 37-week pregnant woman named Felicia, who went undercover into Southwestern Women's Options, the nation's most notorious late-term abortion mill. Felicia, whose baby was diagnosed with trisomy 18, shared how she was pressured to have an abortion that would cost $17,000 and was instructed to get New Mexico Medicaid. In the video, Felicia described the late-term abortion process.
Yes, she said it would be 4 days long, that they would, because I thought initially that it was the partial birth abortion, which I do know about, but I guess it's banned now. So they said they would do it by injection in the baby's heart, some sort of chemical that would kill the baby within 3 to 6 hours.
Soon after her undercover experience, Felicia had her baby, Jonah, born perfectly healthy. She also said that she would share with those who have had a similar diagnosis.
I would say to her not to listen to the doctors completely, because the doctors could be wrong. It could be a false positive. But even if your baby does come out like that, it's still your baby. God makes every single person. The Bible says that each child is a gift from God, and it's a reward from Him.
And finally, a California doctor helped to evacuate 8 babies from the neonatal intensive care unit as a wildfire was encroaching on the hospital, reports Good News Network. Dr. Scott Witt jumped on his motorcycle around 2 in the morning, weaving through traffic, debris, and flames coming across the highway to get to the hospital. He helped prepare the babies for transport and then followed the ambulance all the way to the new hospital. Although the Witt family's house was taken by the flames, all the babies are safe. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Thursday, October 26th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.